That's almost scary. Hey, I think y'all will like my title for today. Today, as I spoke earlier, for those that are home watching, today is a special day in the church. Today is a special day in the church because on Pentecost Sunday, all those years ago, Jesus gives the direction for the Holy Spirit to be sent through his disciples. And that started the church that we see today. Amen? I'm glad of that. So we're going to do some Pentecost fire today. In a way. But your title is, you're going to be like, wait a minute. That's completely opposite of Pentecost fire. The title for today's message is, Stop Going to Church. Stop going to church. Ooh. That's a crazy one, ain't it? Amen. That's a crazy one. Hey, bear with me. We'll tie it together here. You'll see in the end. It comes around to the Pentecost fire that we need and request each and every day to live our lives. Amen? The scripture today is not going to come up yet, but we're going to be in Psalm 92. If y'all want to go ahead and turn there. Psalm 92. And it'll be verses 12 through 15 when we get there. But Psalm 92, 12 through 15. Whew. Think about this. If we apply the message today that God's given is going to give us, it could potentially be a life changer for us. If we apply the stop going to church message that God's going to give us here in a second, it could be a life changer for us. Decades from now, somebody might tell us, that message changed my life on Pentecost Sunday, 2022. Amen. So, your spoiler alert, just a quick statement to the Stop Going to Church title, is this. In the summer times, a lot of people check out on church. They got other things they need to do. They're going to go hang out with family, a vacation. Oh, wait. I know a good one. They're going to spend Sunday at the lake. Yes, we have a lake around here. It's called Summersville. It's a nice lake. But they're going to do that. They're going to go camping. They're going to go hiking. They're going to go to some national parks rather than come to church in the summer. I'm sure y'all hear people like that, know people like that, amen, and see people like that each and every day. But spoiler alert towards the end of the message, go to church when you can. Go to church when you can. We got people be running around all summer, ball games, all kinds of all-star games going on this summer, amen. Some of them actually haven't even been since Easter. Amen. Some of the church folk haven't been since Easter. They got different problems going on that they think are overriding their attendance in the church. So they've physically stopped and sometimes spiritually stopped going to the church and going to church. Amen. So again, I give you my title. Stop going to church. Because y'all would like this one. God's highest calling for us was never going to church. Y'all hear that? God's highest calling for us was never going to church. His highest calling from Jesus himself was to be spiritually strong, to impact lives, to love others, to flourish. Amen? God's highest calling for each one of us, again, is not going to church, but being the church. We have to be the church. So stop going to the building and start being the church yourself. That's a good point. That's a good tie-in, right? So your scripture again today, Psalm 92, 12 through 15. think Betty's got it up on the board. Psalm 92, 12 through 15, it says, "The righteous will flourish like a palm tree. They will grow like a cedar of Lebanon. Planted in the house of the Lord, they will flourish in the courts of our God. They will still bear fruit." When? Where I am. In old age. "They will stay" what? "Fresh and green." Amen. "Proclaiming the Lord is upright. He is my rock. And there is no wickedness in him." Amen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank you for your scripture today, Lord. Lord, as always, I ask you, get Ronnie out of the way today, Lord. Lord, may you be Holy Spirit speaking through me, Jesus. Lord, may it be your word spoken and not mine, Lord. Lord, may you open each one of our heart, mind, and soul to the blessing and the message that you have for us today, Lord. Lord, may we continue to stop going to church, Lord, and be in the church. May we get a new Pentecostal fire falling afresh upon each one of us with that desire in our hearts, Lord. Lord, we ask you to be with us through the rest of the service. In your name I pray. Amen. I give you a little image here. Righteous flourish. That sounds good, don't it? But does anybody know somebody that might be saying that they're growing spiritually? They're strong. Their faith growing in faith. The old bear fruit. They feel fresh and green in their spirit. Amen. They succeed. They grow. They thrive. They prosper. And they increase. Woo. But guess what? That's what a true person being the church does. But unfortunately, we've got so many in the church that don't get to experience those good things. Amen? Instead of flourishing, they're spiritually dry. They ain't got no water in their tank, so to say. Amen? Instead of thriving, they're emotionally withering on the vine. Instead of being connected, their relationship is barren with Jesus. Instead of prospering, they feel financially stressed. How many of y'all feel financially stressed? Amen. A lot of us do, don't we? And instead of being fulfilled, they're searching for something that matters. Instead of trying to find something of God, they're trying to find something in the world that will satisfy them, that will keep them what they feel is happy. Kind of like the late scenario. Amen. And in our scripture, we got two trees to talk about, don't we? We got a palm tree and a cedar tree. Woo-hoo. A cedar has three things that goes on with it. It's durable. Amen. In Solomon's time, they built beams out of cedar tree. They built columns, they built roofs, and they lasted for centuries because of cedar durability. It's also attractive. Amen. Cedar's pretty. It's got a nice little design to it, a little nice little tone to it. Amen. And it has a pleasant aroma. I imagine some of them other trees do stink pretty bad. But I don't know about you, but I remember growing up and going to my grandma's house and the cedar chest. Y'all remember cedar chest? You open that thing, it's like, oh. Hey, sometimes they were big enough you could crawl in and lay down and take a nap when we were little. I wouldn't try that now. But when you were little, it was good, wasn't it? It smelled good. It smelled like home. Amen. And then a palm branch is what? It's symbol, it's triumph and victory. Remember Jesus had some palm branches with him, didn't he? When he went in, when he rode in, triumphal, victorious. The Romans awarded the Olympic champions. What did they give them? They first started this. I don't know if they still do it. I think all of them get medals now. But they awarded the Olympic champions then palm branches for victory, for their wins. Jesus again entered Jerusalem with a triumphal entry, with palm branches being waved all around. Amen. And laid down for him. Both are evergreens. Both trees are evergreens. They both thrive. Amen. They both produce life year round, not just in a season, but all seasons. Amen. That means they're flourishing all year round. Amen. Our life is a seed, like those trees. We have potential. We can grow. We can multiply. We can thrive. We can be fruitful. Amen. But if we're outside of church, amen, or if we're just going to church and not being the church, we turn up unfruitful, don't we? We're dry, withered away, dormant, unproductive, barren, no apple on the tree. How many of y'all hate when you get to an apple tree and there ain't no apples? It's not no fun, is it? But when we're walking away just in being in church to be in church, we're producing barren fruit. Amen. Because this, a seed can only grow if it's planted. Us as a seed can only grow if it's planted. Amen. Y'all remember what happened on the seeds that were thrown on barren ground, right? They didn't go nowhere. They didn't grow, did they? They didn't take root. Amen. Those who are planted in the house of God will flourish. Amen. Going to church isn't the same as being planted. Going to church is going to church when you can. When you're not busy, when you're not too tired, when there's no ball games. Amen. When you run out of summer things to do, that's going to church. But being planted in our churches, we never say that we're not going to church. We always want to be in church when the doors are open, so that we can find ways that we may have never read about in the Bible of still being a better church than what we are. We never say, think we're going to church. Are we going to church? Get up and go. Amen. Don't stop going. Because God's church isn't part of our lives. Y'all hear that? God's church is not part of our lives. It is our lives. Amen. Not part of it, but totally our lives. In Matthew, you hear, stop going to church. Stop going to church. Be planted in the church. Some go to church and they experience God's presence. Amen. And they're changed. They experience what we like today, the Holy Ghost fire of Pentecost. Amen. And they're changed. Their lives are changed. They're like, oh wow, look, man, all these years I've been going to church. I've been going to the building. Now I am the building. Amen. They're totally changed. But a few years later, what happens? We see them not involved. They're out running around. They show up at Easter, Christmas maybe. Amen. They're spiritually shaky. They're wandering around in the desert. Amen. They may still believe in God, but they've lost their victory. They've lost their joy. They've lost their passion. They lost their peace. They've lost their purpose. Because all they are doing is going to the church, not being the church. Amen. Their marriage may have fell flat. They're financially struggling. They're spiritually vulnerable. Hey, we have all been at that point, haven't we? We have all been at that point to where that you come in as, I'm going to church. I'm going to church. And then you sit there and it's like, come on, preacher, hurry up and get done. Hurry up and get done with the message. Sit through praise and worship and it's like, maybe I can get an excuse. I can take off now. I can just get out before the preacher gets up and gives a message. I ain't got to worry about it. I'll just say I was sick. I got sick while I was there. Hey, those aren't excuses that I have not used in my past. Amen. But some people are still using them because they're spiritually struggling. They're not planning. Amen. They're not being the church. They're just showing up for church. Amen. But others are planning. They experience God's presence and that change that He gives us. And especially that Holy Spirit fire that He sends down for us to yell at and call out when we get in trouble and we're struggling in these situations. Because I'm going to tell y'all, we cannot get out of that situation ourselves. We can't get that extra desire to be the church instead of just showing up for church without a Holy Spirit fire raining inside each one of us. Amen. But again, a few years later, they're strong. The ones that are truly planted and truly changed. A few years later, instead of not being involved and struggling in every area of their life, they're involved. They're strong. They're connected. They're blessed life. Not a perfect life. Amen. Because none of us are going to have a perfect life. Nothing in God's Word says you're going to have a perfect life when you accept me. Even with the Holy Spirit raining down upon us, we don't have perfect lives, do we?
Amen.
Amen. Not till we get where? Heaven. Amen. Not till we get home. Amen. But we'll have a blessed life.
Amen.
More blessed than what we could ever dream of it being. We'll have more joy in our hearts when we wake up in the mornings. Amen. But again, church is not a place to go. It's not the destination. It's not the building. Amen. Church is the people. Church is each one of us. Amen. Church is us turning around our crazy lives. Because I don't know about you, but I will mess my life up quicker than if somebody could run the creek down here in the mouth of the holler. Because I am not good at managing myself. Amen. But again, it's not the destination, it's not the building. It's the people being the church.
Amen.
Amen.
Bless you, Lord. Bless you.
There's a word called ecclesia. I probably didn't pronounce that right, but I'm close. But it's ecclesia. E-K-K-L-E-S-I-A. And it means assembled and called out. Each one of us are assembled and called out by God to be His church. Amen. Not just to be in the church, but for us to be His church. Our life is a seed. Our lives is a seed. In order to grow, again, we must be planted somewhere. Amen. We must be planted somewhere. And when we're planted, number one, our roots grow deep. Amen. Just like the cedar and the palm trees, our roots grow deep. That's one reason that those two trees flourish so much, because of their deep, extensive root system. And Jeremiah 17:8 says this: they're like trees planted along a riverbank with roots that reach deep into the water. Such trees are not bothered by the heat or worried by long months of drought. Northern California, y'all may have heard of this place. There's a park up there. It's called Redwood National Park. Now you're talking about some big cedar trees. Big redwood cedar trees. Giant, ginormous. Some of them They've got a tunnel through the tree that you can drive your car through. Think of the root system that would have to be on each one of those trees, especially the ones that they're driving cars through. Amen? That's how deep we need to be planted. The redwood tree is the largest living thing on earth. It's tall as a 30-story building. Think about that. 30 stories high. 30 floors up in a skyscraper is how tall these trees are. But not only that, they're 3 stories wide. That's some big trees. That's some big trees, amen? That's some trees that, again, got their roots planted to where they were able to grow, flourish, and thrive, amen? And reproduce, because there's a bunch of them out there in California. Lateral roots for these trees reach out 100 to 150 feet from the trunk. That's a long ways, ain't it? That's some big old root balls. And roots are intertwined between the trees, literally holding each other up. Each tree needs the other tree to survive and thrive. They need each other. Amen? We need each other. God's people, His church, need each other to help us thrive. Amen? And survive. All week we got oppositions coming up, don't we? Everybody's throwing something at you to get you to stay away from church. Amen? We got trials that come up. We got doubts. Satan works on our minds sometimes. Says, oh, you don't need to go there. You don't belong there. Nobody there likes you. Amen? We need each other's help when we struggle through those, so that we have somebody like those redwood trees that we can yell at from time to time and say, hey, I'm really struggling in this part. Can you help hold me up? Amen? We need to be the open door. Us being the church, and not just in the church, is the open door that is only available through Christ Jesus. Amen? We connect each other through our Lord and Savior. And the only one who wants to isolate us and separate us and wants us to believe, and how many of y'all ever had this happen? The only one that wants us to believe that we don't need church and to isolate us is some little imp running around down here that fell out of heaven named Lucifer. Satan, if you will. Amen. He is the only one that wants us to believe those lies. Amen. God wants us in His church so we can become better equipped at being His church. Amen. Again, our roots grow deep. The second thing is, your roots produce fruit. Again, Jeremiah 17:8, a little different version of it says this. With roots that reach deep into the water, such trees are not bothered by the heat or worried by long months of drought. Their leaves stay green and they never stop producing fruit. Ooh, think about that. In the heat, when the devil's throwing the most at you, amen, us being in church helps us to stay out of the fire. Helps us not to wither and die. Amen. In the drought, nothing's happening. We're not bothered when that happens. When we have a drought, when we have heat, when we have Jesus in us, when we make it to church, amen, we're not bothered. Nothing's happening. Nothing. We're not shaken. We're not rattled when Satan rattles our doors. Amen? Because we're still producing fruit because we're living for Jesus. Amen? We have love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, good in us. We're gentle. We're faithful. Amen? when we allow Jesus to mold us into being His church. Amen. Fruit, and here's the good thing I like. Fruit is not just for us. Amen. Fruit is not just for us. Love overflows. Joy spreads. Peace is attractive. Kindness blesses others. Amen. Faithfulness strengthens relationships. We got to discover the thrill of being used by God. But we can't do that if we're out of church, if we stop coming to church. Amen. We need kind of like a Christian cocaine, if you will. We got to get hooked on Jesus. Amen. So that our addiction draws us into being better Christians, being better church. Amen. We got to get to the place that we're not just saved from our sins, but we're saved for the glory of God. Amen. There is a different place than just being saved and being saved for the glory, for us to retain and exemplify the glory of God. We got to be planted. When we're planted, our language evolves. We think different. We act different. We talk different. We love different. Amen. Because we're being the church, not just showing up for the building. So again, go to your church. Love your church. Love our church. Amen. Again, allow the Holy Spirit of Pentecost fire to plant us where we are. But not just get planted, amen, but be fruitful, thrive. So again, stop just going to church and get planted. Really expect to defeat, we can't really expect to defeat the darkness and the powers of Satan if we only go to church once a month or once every other month. Amen. If we spend more on coffee than we give work to God, give to the work of God. If we spend more time on Instagram today or Facebook instead of serving church all month long. You can try, but it won't work. Amen. Because you're not planning. You're not being the church. You're just going to church. You're just showing up. You're just a body coming through the door. Another way to look at it, you're just a number count. If you're not allowing God to change you to be the church. Amen. What does a seed need to grow and flourish? Number one, it needs soil, which is our heart. Number two, it needs light, which is God's word, is our lamp. Three, it needs water. Woo! I don't know about you, but I think we got an awesome water source in Jesus Christ. Amen. He is our water. Four, it needs temperature. Woo! We got the fire of the Holy Spirit, especially on this Pentecost Sunday, that can give us the hot. We get that Holy Spirit burn inside of us. Amen. And the last thing it needs is time. The best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago, because it would be so strong and growing and flourishing right now. But the next best time is today. Amen. The next time to get planted in Jesus and be in the church is today. So again, stop going to church. Be planted. Planted in the house of the Lord. Amen. And flourish. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank you for your message today, Lord. Lord, as always, I thank you for getting Ronnie out of the way today, Lord. Allowing your Holy Spirit to speak through me, Jesus. Lord, I thank you for your message today and your blessing, Lord. Lord, for your word spoken and not mine, Lord. Lord, I thank you for the message for all of us to stop going to church, Lord. Stop just showing up, Lord. Lord, and for us to get planted in church where we are, Lord. Lord, so that we can truly be the church itself, Lord, which is what each one of us are called to do, Lord. Lord, not just showing up for the building, Lord. Lord, but showing up for lives, Lord. Showing up for love, Jesus. Lord, showing up. Not just to be counted as a number, Lord, but to be counted in your holy fire, Lord. Lord, we thank you for each one here, Lord. Lord, we ask you just to place somebody in front of us, Lord, this week, that we can tell about your awesome mercy, your awesome love, Lord. Lord, and on this Sunday, Lord, for you to tell about your Holy Spirit fire that can rain upon each one of us, Lord. Lord, we thank you, Lord, and again, we say, stop going to church, Lord, and start being the church, Jesus. We thank you. In your name I pray. Amen.
Again, we say, stop going.